From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is conceding it is unlikely a health care overhaul bill will pass Congress before the August recess.
We just heard today that, well, we may not be able to get the bill out of the Senate by the end of August or the beginning of August. That's okay. I just want people to keep on working.
The president said at a town hall meeting in Shaker Heights, Ohio, today that he wants a bill passed by the fall. This after Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said it would be better to delay a vote to increase the chances of getting a bipartisan bill. As the Obama administration fights for action on health care, it's seeing an uptick in some parts of the economy. In housing, the National Association of Realtors says existing home sales jumped last month 3.6%, and the Dow topped the 9,000 mark today for the first time since the start of January. Three New Jersey mayors, two state legislators, and several rabbis are among the dozens of people arrested today in a corruption and money laundering probe. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The investigation began with an FBI money laundering case. According to a criminal complaint released today, a handful of rabbis in New Jersey and New York had been funneling tens of millions of dollars through charitable nonprofit entities for more than a decade. Their term of art for the enterprise? Putting money through the washing machine. That turned out to only be the half of it. The case morphed into a public corruption inquiry when a cooperating witness working with the FBI pretended to be a developer and bribed a long list of East New Jersey politicians. The investigation even reached into the governor's office. Governor John Corzine's Community Affairs Commissioner, Joseph Doria, stepped down after he was implicated in the case. He has not been charged with any crime. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Federal officials say they hope to get 160 million doses of swine flu vaccine sometime in October, but it's not yet clear how many people that will serve. NPR's Richard Knox has details.
Manufacturers are growing swine flu virus in eggs to get enough for vaccine. So far, the virus hasn't been growing as fast as regular seasonal flu virus, slowing down vaccine production. Even so, officials say 160 million doses should be ready in October. That doesn't mean 160 million Americans can get vaccinated this fall. Experts assume most will need two doses to be protected. So the vaccine expected in October may be enough for 80 million people. That number might be stretched if the regulators allow manufacturers to add a chemical that boosts people's immune response. But that would require emergency authorization because there haven't been enough tests to license such a vaccine. A federal panel will meet next week to consider who should get the vaccine first. Richard Knox, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 187 points at 9,068, NASDAQ up 47 at 1974. This is NPR. Iceland has formally begun the process of becoming a full member of the European Union, preparing to sacrifice a bit of sovereignty for more economic stability. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels.
Prodded by a new pro-EU prime minister, the Icelandic parliament has finally given its approval for the country to apply to become a member of the 27-nation European bloc, a procedure formally begun today by Foreign Minister Össur Skarphedinsson.
This is really a historic day for Iceland. We feel that this is a logical next step in our approach to Europe.
Although Iceland has a long history of close cooperation with the EU, it won't be an easy process negotiating full membership. Iceland's main industry is fishing, and people there are worried about other EU fleets having access to their waters. Skarphedinsson says he's sure the two sides will work out a compromise, but warns his country will not accept what he called a rotten deal on fisheries. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Vice President Joe Biden sought to shore up ties with Georgia and Ukraine on his four-day trip. Biden tried to reassure the former Soviet blocs that Washington's attempts at better U.S.-Russia relations will not weaken the U.S.'s commitment to its democratic allies. The Georgian leader was expected to ask Biden for U.S. military aid, something Russia has opposed. People pay their final respects today to former CBS newsman Walter Cronkite, who died last Friday in Manhattan at the age of 92. Services were being held at St. Bartholomew's Church in Midtown Manhattan. Announced speakers included Cronkite's son Chip and 60 Minutes commentator Andy Rooney. Cronkite anchored the CBS Evening News for nearly two decades. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.